surge, bora pra beira do mar. Vamos pra onde tá fazendo mais calor e ninguém pode nos achar.
Hello, you're listening to Brazilian Portuguese Podcast by reallylearnportuguese.com. My name is Guilherme Mendes, and today is another day for Weekly Expression. Hi, Emilio. Good afternoon, my friend.
Good afternoon, my friend, and good morning, good evening, or good whatever for those who are listening to us. Welcome to Weekly Expressions. And today we have some nice one as well, right, Guilherme?
Yeah, as always, Emilio, we always teach them amazing stuff. Emilio, which is the expression for today's episode?
Today is a very funny expression, and it's called rodar a baiana. And I'm going to say it again, rodar a baiana. And as always, I like to say what is the hard translation, right, for this word.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would say a hard translation, I would have to explain to you guys something first.
Okay.
So baiana, baiana or baiano is the person who is born in Bahia state. So whoever is born in Bahia state, if it's a woman, it's called baiana. If it's a man, it's called baiano. And the word rodar means spinning. So the hard translation would be spinning the baiana, or spinning that person who was born in Bahia, but the female one.
Okay.
And this expression is a very 100% Brazilian expression as well. And it has an interesting meaning. The meaning is to make a fuss or to create a scene, in the sense of asking someone, you know, to be accountable for something.
Mm-hmm.
We already had one similar to that in our weekly expression called fazer barraco. So it would be similar to that one. It's pretty much when someone goes to the other person and threat this person saying, stop that or I'm going to rodar a baiana. So every discreet person will have two options. They either go away or, you know, try to face it to see if a scandal would be happening, right, from this. And the origin of this expression is a very funny one as well. And at least on the 20th decade, nowadays, I believe this person would go to jail. But on that time...
Yeah, man, this is tough. Whoa.
Yes.
Difficult to imagine nowadays.
Exactly. Nowadays, I think it's impossible, man, nowadays. And so what happened was, even though as I mentioned before, baiana is someone who was born in Bahia, but this whole expression was born actually in Rio de Janeiro during the carnival. On the 20th decade, what happened was we had very famous parades of our carnival, which is that girls dancing, right? I believe everybody is familiar with Brazilian carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And these baianas, so these women from Bahia,
mm-hmm,
they were the main attraction, probably because they were extremely beautiful with nice bodies and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was, allegedly, in the middle of those parades, some men, now that's the part that is, you know, controversial.
Mm-hmm.
So some men, they would pinch the baianas, how can I say, bum, or the baianas, what's the word, you know it?
Buttocks,
yes. So they were pinching them while they were spinning their skirts. So as I believe everybody who likes Brazilian culture know, during carnival, they have a very sensual way of dancing, wearing those very short skirts. And those people, they were looking at that, they couldn't hold themselves, and they started pitching the baianas bumps. So what happened was some other guys, we have in Brazil a fight modality called capoeira.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are not familiar with, please search on Google capoeira. It's another one that is very famous in Brazil as well. So those people, they were dressing up like those baianas. So they were pretending they were girls.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they see someone trying to pitch in, you know, their bums, their bottom, they would give some capoeira styles kick
yeah.
to avoid these people and to protect the girls, right?
This is interesting.
Was crazy, man. Imagine this.
Crazy, crazy one. Let me say something. This fight style is different from everything you guys ever seen. I remember now, Emilio, a game called Tekken or Tekken.
Yeah, Tekken. I remember.
Yeah, Tekken. And the Tekken 3, there was a guy there named Eddie. And this guy's special martial arts style was capoeira. So if you are around 25 or 30 years old, you were going to know this game. This style is pretty interesting because the kicks, this spinning movements is very present in this way of fighting. And those guys were dressing like girls. And every time someone pinched their buttocks, they would give them a kick, as you said. And man, this is a total scene. But coming back to the actual meaning of the expression, as you said, the meaning is when you are pissed with something, for example, you are not treated well from somebody, or maybe you are in a place and someone disrespects you, you can, as we say in Portuguese, rodar a baiana. Emilio, let me give them just one example here so they can understand better. And the example goes like this. Priscila não foi bem atendida no restaurante. Então, ela rodou a baiana e finalmente o garçom chegou para ajudá-la. Let me say it again. Priscila não foi bem atendida no restaurante. Então, ela rodou a baiana e finalmente o garçom chegou para ajudá-la. Basically, in this case, this girl, Priscila, which is a very Brazilian Portuguese name. So she was in a restaurant and the waiter was not coming to pick her request. And she was like waiting for hours. I mean, not hours, but maybe 10 or 15 minutes. It can happen sometimes, which is awful, but it happens. As she probably did, she rodou a baiana. In other words, she made a scene. She started yelling and screaming, asking, where's the waiter? Where is the waitress? And everybody was looking at her. And then finally, the waiter came to help her. This is basically what I was saying in this sentence. Okay, Emilio, what do you think?
So, Guilherme, another thing that I would like to mention, a similar meaning to rodar a baiana in English could be something like fly into a rage or give someone what for instance. So it could be a similar expression to rodar a baiana. And rodar a baiana also, in Brazilian TV shows, especially comedy, we can see this a lot, like the personification of that boring and angry person who goes to a store and make a scene all the time. Or that boring neighbor that all the time say something, you know, that's offensive